I was a strong believer that I wanted to be in India no matter what. I never wanted to settle abroad.
I am originally from Athens, Greece. In total, I have been living abroad 13 years.
It sounds familiar, doesn't it? All of us have friends and family abroad. Or maybe we've been there ourselves. We have all looked for reasons.
I had a good job, you see. There was no reason to leave. I just came to chill out a little bit. That was my idea. New experience.
There's a lot of opportunity here. I found the reason to leave, and that was the studies.
We have thought about home and missed our loved ones.
Initially, when I think of home, I think of family, right? But my family is not here.
So you have to carry home in your heart, but it just doesn't work that way.
What if something happens back home and I get there too late? We're so excited that we're leaving. We don't think what we're leaving behind. It's not about just missing people. It's just about missing out.
Eventually, we adjust, find new friends, and grow.
When you move abroad and your new friends become your family, basically that's home. Home is where love is.
I kind of love Copenhagen, just a tiny bit more than Athens by now.
Abroad and home on a thin line, to be honest.
I even don't see Belgium anymore as my home.
It's about changing. It's about learning, you know?
You have to get out of your comfort zone.
If you cannot adapt to a country, then it's pointless to live there.
Hi, this is your host, Radka, and you are listening to Living Abroad. A podcast telling first-hand impressions of an experience so common, we often forget how complex and testing it actually is.
When I landed at the airport and I saw the Cyrillic language, I was shocked. I was like, oh my God.
Subscribe to Living Abroad with me, Radka, wherever you get your podcasts.